You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the week. So therefore, it's the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, how did it go today?
Yeah, just some real big buying came in late in the afternoon. The one, the eye-popping one are the banking stocks. That index up just over 2%. The all-share up 1%. Financials up 3/4. Industrials up 1.2%. So some serious moves here. Volume still light, just over 15 billion. But, you wouldn't want to be short any of these banks at the moment.
I wonder why that is, Greg. Are people optimistic about the election, of course, which is next Wednesday, May the 8th?
Yeah, perhaps foreign investors looking at perhaps a little bit underweight South Africa and, you know, the ANC, you know, Goldman Sachs was saying gets north of 60%. Mr. Ramaphosa will have a strong mandate to knock some heads together, tidy up the SOEs, throw a few people in jail, hopefully. and you know, we like a Brazil moment, you know, which we sort of, I think they said last year, February, it was our Brazil moment, but it didn't last very long.
Do you think if there weren't benefits to a large section of the population of South Africa, do you think that the ANC would still do well just because it's the... It's not a vibrant political society that we have going on here. I mean, I look at the Spanish election over the weekend. There's five different parties, and they're all one party's got this amount, and the other party's got that amount. In South Africa, it's nothing. It's a total monopoly. It's like Eskom.
Yeah, actually, we had a talk from Wayne Sussman yesterday afternoon at the office here.
Yes.
And but you know what? He pointed out something which none of us had any idea. There are 48 parties on the ballot paper.
No, there aren't.
There are 48. And if you, I mean, some of them you've never heard.
Yeah, obviously 24 of them are lunatics, but I mean, there can only be possibly three or four parties of any consequence.
Yeah. His argument was, well, his hypothesis was, this whole election's about the EFS, you know, it's not the DA or anybody else. It's how much ground can the EFF take from ANC? They need a weakened ANC. That's the only way they're going to get any traction. But he was also saying, interesting in Natal. And also, there's more than a million people that are voting for the first time now.
Oh, yeah.
So they may not be old school ANC supporters, but for a lot of people, ANC is the party which gave them freedom, and so that loyalty remains.
Yes, it does. There's a legacy issue that will go on for two or three more generations, I think, Greg. Let's have a look at the top five major movers on the JSE Securities Exchange. And I've got Northern Platinum, Sibanye, Implats, Assore and Aspen on the upside. Interesting day.
I'm going to try not to speak about Aspen on every trip, but a bit of a relief to see a nice close there. And that buying came in once the US markets opened. Northern, I'm not sure what's that one's quite thin. Impala will be knocked down midweek. It's also a nice recovery. So some money coming back for these platinum counters. Assore as well. Aspen, I wonder what the story is there. With the ranges between the sort of 100 Rand and 110, it seems to run out of steam. We're sort of waiting from news from the New Zealand regulatory authorities on that infant milk formula business.
Yeah.
I think that could see it break decisively above 110. Maybe we could see it back into the 120s.
On the downside, Into Prop down 6%. Soko Sun down 3.3%. Santam a 2.9% loser. Hammerson down 2.6%. The UK-based property company. And MMI Holdings down 1.3%. Greg, anything there?
Yeah, well, that, obviously the Into and the Hammerson. So perhaps people looked at the update from Into and said, well, that's pretty bad. Knock that one back, and what else is in that same space? Let's sell some Hammersons as well. That Suntem has actually been on quite a strong run. So this is almost like it had to have a little pullback in the end anyway. Only down 2.88%, 330 Rand, but it's been very, very strong. MMI Holdings, I'm not sure the story there.
The Efficient Group came out with some results today, and I love Davy Root. I mean, he's the founder and main director, I think, of the Efficient Group. They came out with a set of numbers today. Is there a place for some company like the Efficient Group on the JSE Securities Exchange, a small financial services company. Do we need these companies on the exchange? Revenue, 5% up to 524 million. Recurring headline earnings per share, 94%, it says here, to 44.18. Under assets under administration, 5% higher. Assets under management, minus 13%. It goes on and on. These are quite small numbers for a company that is listed. Should it be listed? This is the question I ask you, Greg Davies.
Yeah, you know, you and I have both got a friend who, whenever you, he was an investor, and whenever you pointed out a small company to you, he would say, it's a hobby, not a business.
It's a hobby, not a business, yeah.
Which will go down as one of the funniest things. But in this case, I think it's more a business. Market cap of 396 million. I think it is a place for these businesses to be listed. Overall, small caps are out of favor. But yeah, this could be the next coronation. Who knows?
The business strategy of the Efficient Group is to be a diversified financial services provider offering customized products, professional services, and added value throughout the financial services value chain. I don't know what on earth they're talking about. I have no idea what that means. What does it mean?
I suppose it's saying, you know, they'll manage your money, you know, or you can use us as a platform to buy unit trusts. So they all things to all possible clients.
Okay, great. Let's have a look at the international markets if we can at the moment, because the big story of the day, and I'm leaving it till last because it's the juiciest story of the day, is the US jobs numbers. I mean, I can't stand Donald Trump because he's a misogynist, a racist, and an ignorant pig. But goodness me, whatever he's done, he keeps on creating jobs, or as he calls them, jobs, for the United States of America. So well done to him on that. I think 253,000 new jobs were created in the month of April. That's extraordinary. And the unemployment rate, 3.6%. He's done an amazing job in that regard.
Yes. I mean, you always study, when you study economics, you know these things are cyclical, and you probably find people before him and sort of got things ready. And, you know, he's just riding a wave of other people's, you know, hard work, but also the job market. But I think it was one of these things that we're going to look back in 5 years as a study on creating jobs. And perhaps that's the type of leader you need at the moment, like a no-nonsense sort of bully, really.
No brain, you mean.
Somebody here made a comment that he thinks you either work in a coal mine or at Goldman Sachs. Those are the only two places you can work.
Greg, let's talk about the international markets now and start with the currencies, where the rand has rallied by 1.2% to 14.36 against the US dollar. The British pound against the rand is 18.90 and the euro rand is 16.08 with the euro dollar 111.95. If we go to the commodity prices, the gold price is up $11 to 1282. That's pretty good. Just bouncing around. It's sort of orbiting that 1280 level, which is apparently a very important technical level. Mm. We've got the platinum price at 868, which is up $17.50 on the day, up over 2%. The palladium price is nearly $20 higher to 1362, and Brent crude oil, $71.63. Give us the update on the FTSE and the Dow, if you would, Greg.
Yeah, right now the Dow up 114 points, so 26,422. The FTSE up 26 points, so the Dow riding on that better than expected jobs number.
Greg, next week, of course, is election week. We're going to speak every single day about politics, I think.
Yes, I suppose we're going to sort of be caught up in a political fever, really. I'm planning to the early morning walk to the Sandton Library and try and get it over with as early as possible.
What time does it start? 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock, what?
Six o'clock, I've been told. That's late for me. I get up at 4.
Greg Davies, you're 4. I usually get up at 4 in the afternoon. Thank you very much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.